The jury was ready. After 42 hours of deliberations that followed 71 days of trial that included 530 hours of testimony from 4 dozen witnesses, and after a lifetime of sitting silently as the lawyers haggled and the judge lectured and the spectators watched like hawks for telltale signs, the jury was ready. Locked away in the jury room, secluded and secure, 10 of them proudly signed their names to the verdict, while the other 2 pouted in their corners, detached and miserable in their dissension. There were hugs and smiles and no small measure of self-congratulation, because they had survived this little war and could now march proudly back into the arena with a decision they had rescued through sheer determination and the dogged pursuit of compromise. Their ordeal was over, their civic duty complete. They had served above and beyond. They were ready. The bailiff found a clerk and passed along the wonderful news. It was truly exciting. The old courthouse had never seen a trial so large and so long. To end it with no decision at all would have been a shame. The clerk tapped lightly on the judge's door, then took a step inside and proudly announced, "We have a verdict," as if she had personally labored through the negotiations and now was presenting the result as a gift. The judge closed his eyes and let loose a deep, satisfying sigh. He smiled a happy, nervous smile of enormous relief, almost disbelief, and finally said, "Round up the lawyers." After almost 5 days of deliberations, Judge Harrison had resigned himself to the likelihood of a hung jury, his worst nightmare.